very awkward because we can start whenever we want. Do you want to start or do you want me to start? I'm going to put this all in the opening while the music's playing.
No, don't do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This part?
Yeah, this part right here.
No, you're supposed to do the...
I mean, you got to do it really good and like abruptly, like, hey, I'm JP. Welcome to another episode of the Get Up Presents, the Movie Challenge Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, JP. Joining me as always is...
Chastity.
Yeah, and just like that, we started without any intro music, and Chastity is really thrown off right now. It's pretty funny.
Mm-hmm. I'm just... Kind of awkward.
It's kind of awkward, right? Because no music. Do we got to pretend?
I can't even remember the beat. I can't remember the beat.
Well, because I'm going to play the music in editing.
I can't remember the beat.
I know. Do you want me to play the music? I can play the music.
No, that's fine. No, I can't remember the beat.
It's fine. I'm just, again, like, the official intro, I'm going to introduce. Yeah. Like, you know that beat. Come on, Chaz. See, I guess I should have just played the damn music because I'm going to do it anyway. Anyway, welcome back to another episode of the Family Movie Challenge Podcast. I don't even remember what letter we're on. Actually, I think we're still on C's, but we took a trip into some B's and then an E.
We've been taking trips everywhere. Yeah,
we've been all over the
place. This should just be about movies that we watch.
No, we got to finish the initial challenge.
I know we have to.
We got to get dedicated, Chastity.
I know we do. So we got to watch them. It's just, it sucks when I hear a movie I've seen before or I've heard of and I'm like, uh-oh. And I'm like, ugh.
But we got a lot of movies you haven't seen. Like, I almost talked you into watching The Lost Boys last night.
You almost did.
Almost did.
Then everyone got on my nerves. I was just angry.
You were having a teenage moment.
I was in an angry mood last night.
Yeah, you were
night.
Just having a teenager moment.
I was just angry.
You're like, just leave me alone. Quit being a teenager.
Because even when I was texting Landon, I was a little angry.
Were you?
And I felt really bad. No, I wasn't getting a crap. I was just getting angry behind the phone. I was like, there is no reason I should be angry right now.
I'm going to get my cell phone off of the table so it doesn't vibrate super loudly. All right. Well,
your
this. What? My.
Mine does vibrate too.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, haha, your phone vibrates. Mine. Vibrates too.
But mine doesn't vibrate as loud as
burn, bro.
Stop. Restart right now. Hold on, you just looked up. What's that? Are you threatening me? I should keep.
It's a tool.
Dude, I need to get a stick down here.
It's a tool.
I'm going to put a stick under this table so next time you do that, I could just whip it out.
I busted out a tool. I had an alien head wrench.
But it looks like it could be a weapon. Definitely
could be a weapon.
If you could hit me hard enough with it, I'm hurt.
Oh, yeah. I'm stabbing you with this easy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I feel like I could put enough pressure behind that little point to pierce skin.
Yeah. But even though it's
anyway, this took a really dark turn. We're here to talk about movies, not stabbing.
You just tried to murder me.
No, I did not. I just had a tool for adjusting my flight.
I'm the one that's going to murder y'all.
My foot pedals for flying.
Y'all think I'm the
one adjusted
that's
the angle so it's more comfortable.
We're going. Okay, get into the
motion. Off the rails. Wow, right off the bat, off the rails. Right. Jeez. All right. Well, we're here to talk about some movies anyway. Like I said, we're going to talk about Barbie. We're going to talk about Bottoms. We can't keep it together. We're going to talk about Evil Dead Rise.
You look like your eye is cracked.
And we're going to talk about The Descent.
Okay. Yeah, you're sniffing into the mic. That's my thing. I've been trying not to do that. I've been trying to be more proper.
Yeah, but I'm sniffing whiskey. I'm trying to nose it.
Your mic. Oh my god.
Let the aroma
waft.
I've been
trying to be more proper and not sniff the mic. I figured people don't want to listen to annoying kids sniff a mic.
Annoying kids might want to hear annoying kids sniff a mic though. Mm. I don't even know what I said. All right, anyway.
You said annoying
so we're
going to
talk about
to
these
kids
movies, right? And which one do you want to kick it off with?
In order, buddy. You
in
had
order?
It in order.
I just said in order. I didn't say it was
yeah,
in order.
Yeah, I know. In that order that you said
okay.
it in on
in
your
that
phone.
Order? Okay.
I don't mind.
So Barbie first.
Oh, okay.
Don't. So Barbie, right? Came out in 2023. It's PG-13. It's 1 hour and 54 minutes. Barbie and Ken are having the time of their lives in the colorful and seemingly perfect world of Barbie Land. However, when they get a chance to go to the real world, they soon discover the joys and perils of living among humans. This movie, I'm just making sure that we're recording still. This movie was directed by Greta Gerwig. It was written by Greta Gerwig and Noah Baumbach. It stars Margot Robbie, Ryan Gosling, Issa Rae, American Ferreira, and a couple
American.
Other, America Ferreira. That's her name.
I thought you said
American. I'm pretty sure that's her name.
I'm like, that's well, hopefully I didn't get that wrong.
You
said American. I've been like, oh,
no,
okay.
No. I'm pretty sure. It's got Kate McKinnon. Let's see, who else do I recognize? Dua Lipa.
Dua Lipa wasn't there?
Dude, where is she at?
Struggling?
That's her name. Yeah. Now it's making me look like a dumbass. Top cast. No, show me all cast, yo. How is she not one of the top people?
Is this the mom?
Yeah, it's the mom.
I don't even know. I've never seen her anywhere.
Yeah, her name's America Ferreira. I'm right.
Okay. I wasn't saying, we weren't doing points, man. My friend. I was.
No, but I was I like, man, that makes me look like a dumbass that doesn't know anything about movies on a movie podcast. On a movie podcast, I look like a dumbass. Anyway, America Ferreira.
Okay.
She was on a show called, like, Ugly Jane or something.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Ugly Betty. That's what it was. Anyway, so Barbie, right? Clearly, the message behind here was girl power. Nothing wrong with that.
It was feminism.
All. Well, feminism, right. Well, just, you know, girls can be whatever they want. And that's what Barbie was. From the documentary I watched, Barbie was created to show women that they could be more than just a housewife, right? That's why there was Dr. Barbie and Veterinarian Barbie and Pilot Barbie and all the other different Construction Barbie and all the other Barbies to show that women can do, right, to give girls a role model, that women could do these jobs too. Awesome. Think that's a great message. You're my daughter. You can be whatever the hell you want to be. Right, if you want to be a bum in your room, you can be a bum in your room. And I'm not saying that's what you are.
If you
want to be a hunter jumper, you can be a horse hunter jumper. Dang. If you want to be a veterinarian, you can be a veterinarian. If you want to be an artist, a writer, you can be whatever you want.
I felt like you were trying to take stabs.
No, I'm not taking stabs at all.
Bum in my room.
You are a bum in your room, just like I'm a bum on the couch and in my room sometimes. Oh yeah, I've gone through my bum years for sure.
Anyway.
So this movie was really, though, to me, it wasn't a bad movie. It's a movie that I really don't feel like I need to see again. There's no, like, part of me that's like, yo, I gotta go watch that again. It was only an hour and 45 minutes.
Hold on.
It's actually kind of short.
Hold on. It was an hour? That felt like three.
Sorry, hour and 54 minutes.
That felt like
so
3 hours.
So it was almost 2 hours. Listen, I misspoke. Hour 54.
Hold on, it was almost two hours. Keep talking.
So to me... I thought it was really well done. Like the set design and stuff was amazing. Like them being in Barbie World was amazing.
Yeah, the set was amazing.
The costumes, all that, hilarious. And it was a funny movie. It just felt to me too heavy-handed. It was, one, it felt kind of late. But two, it just felt like it was smacking me in the face with its message. Like, I don't care if movies want to have a message. Like, I enjoy a movie with a good message.
I enjoy movies with deep messages.
Right,
and games.
I enjoy that, right? But man, this one felt like it sat you right down in a seat and just smacked you in the face.
No, it felt like you got hogtied to a seat and they started spewing, and it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Give it to me lightly and then you can go a little hard.
Yeah, it just kind of went hard away, you know, and then. But it was funny. I thought that Ryan Gosling did a great job as Ken. I'm Knuff.
Yeah, he did.
Like, that was hilarious. It was funny.
It had some funny parts, but it wasn't super funny.
Even with Margot Robbie, like, I think she did a brilliant job. Mm-hmm. That was, like, perfectly cast as Barbie. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's gorgeous and looks like a Barbie kind of person. So, like, it was perfect. I loved all the different Kens, how they were all represented. And then you had, I think, Alan, which was Michael Cera. And then, like... you know, all the different Barbies, all that. I thought it was done great. Mm-hmm. I thought, like, again, production values, amazing movie. It was awesome.
No, the set was amazing.
And it was funny. It was entertaining to a degree. Yeah, you said you didn't feel like you remember too much funny stuff.
No, I don't. All I remember is that it was really slow in the beginning, which made me go, yeah, I'm done. And because when I watched that movie, I didn't really want to watch it.
Short attention span, TikTok fault.
Yeah, that's not true.
I don't play
it
with you.
I went to watch it, and it just didn't catch my interest, so it turned me off of it. And then I was like, yeah, I don't really like this. And then when it finally got a little interest was, like, at the end. In those 30 minutes at the end, that's when it really caught me. And then I was like, okay. But other than that, I was just like, I don't really care.
Right.
But also, you said that's an hour and 55 minutes.
Hour and 54 is what IMDb
That felt
has.
Like 3 hours.
And it did feel kind of long and drawn out. It felt longer than it needed to be.
This movie, which you're not a huge fan of.
No, the Avatar.
But that
the second Avatar was fine. This isn't amazing Avatar, to me, but it was. The first one.
Even the first one and this one longer than that, but they don't bore me.
Right.
I thought this was at least an hour long movie because
I feel like Barbie could have been a little shorter. But again, I feel like Barbie was a little longer because of those sections where it was like blatantly beating you over the head with its message.
Like I like the message. I like equality for all.
I agree.
All.
Me
I
too.
I like that message, but you don't. If you want to give someone a big message like that, you shouldn't, like I said, hog tie them to a chair and scream it in their face. Right. I wanted like the next movie we talk about. It gives it to you in a funner way to where you want to pay attention to it more.
Well, because it was more engaging. This was like a lecture, and the next movie is more like a conversation.
It was like a lecture. It was like I was asking for help with my math homework, and you were screaming at me because I said 2 + 2 = 5 instead of 4.
I mean, and again, great production values. It wasn't a bad movie at all. It doesn't surprise me if it didn't win any Oscars because I think it didn't. That doesn't surprise me. I think Greta Gerwig did a great job directing. I think, again, the production values were amazing.
No, it was great. No.
The script's not bad either. It was really heavy-handed. And then...
Yeah, I loved the idea about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked the message and all that.
Again, I agree with the message, too.
I loved what they were trying to go for, and I did love the set. And even the music was pretty good. I don't like musicals, but it was pretty good. It just... I didn't like how they tried to give you the
When they started singing, Mom was like, is this going to turn into a musical?
Dude, when they started singing, I was Mom's totally against music.
See, I'm not. Because, like, look, I've thought that way before about movies, but I've seen a couple that I was like, you know what? This was a pretty good movie.
No, I've seen like, La La Land.
La La Land is a musical. Well, like, all Disney movies growing up are musicals, and they're awesome. But, like, La La Land was one that I remember.
Man, you're a Disney fan. I didn't know that.
Oh, dude, Disney for life. Yeah, Lion King, Toy Story.
I started hating Marvel.
Well, that's another conversation because they started overdoing it. Anyway, so with Barbie, what would you rate it?
I don't want to give it a bad rating. They had a good idea. They had a good he had a good thing set up. I just think they didn't execute the message in the right way. The kid was annoying. I don't care what anyone says. I know the kid was mad because, you know, Barbie was all that. But the kid was annoying. I probably would have felt bad if someone walked up to me and said, hey, I'm your Barbie. I would be like, okay, so I can get you the help you need. But other than that, I wouldn't be like, I hate Barbie. Blah, 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 blah. Like, she was annoying. Like,
everyone seemed like extreme caricatures.
Yeah. Like,
it was extreme. It didn't feel like it was, like, as nuanced. It felt like everyone was on one extreme side of each thing. Like, each character was an extreme summation of those
characters. This movie just made me very violent throughout it.
Wow.
It does. I get violent in movies.
It didn't make me violent.
But anyway, I'd probably rate it like a 6.
I was going to say 7. So, yeah, we're pretty close there. Right? Again, it wasn't, like, amazing to me.
I wouldn't watch it again. I honestly wouldn't even recommend it. Not because I think it's a bad movie, but because I just don't care for it. So I'm not going to recommend a movie.
Well, you
that
were never always
even.
A Barbie. You weren't really a Barbie person either. So it might not resonate with you the same way as it does someone that played with Barbies.
Yeah. I mean, I had
but
Barbie
you,
stuff.
Yeah, but you had mostly American Doll and horses and dinosaurs.
When I had Barbies.
If it wasn't dinosaurs and you eating everything, it was horses and them neighing everywhere, or it was American Doll. No, it was adorable.
Mama got me a Barbie when I was younger, and I just ended up cutting up the hair because that's what I wanted to do. I was like a barber, so I just cut up her hair.
You were like Barber.
I realized that her hair couldn't come back, so I was like...
Do you bald-ass Barbies?
So I was like, this is no fun.
Barbie bald.
So I was like, this is no fun. I don't like this. Because like the hair can't come back, then how am I going to cut her hair again? It's just going to be short forever.
All right, goofball. So
that was weird to say.
So then
that
brings us. I know it was. So it brings us to our next movie. In our next movie,
did you rate it? Did you rate it?
Yeah, I said 7. You said 6.
You didn't
say 7.
If you would recommend it or not.
I would say go check it out. one time. Say you saw it. See what the Huff was about.
It's a one-time watch.
It was a one-time watch, for sure. Next movie, not so much, because I watched it on that. I watched it on the plane from back from Arizona.
I was disappointed at the fact that you watched that without me.
And then I watched it again with you. Well, because I had heard about it, and I had heard that it was good.
And you watched Wakanda Forever.
I did. I watched that too.
Without me, you.
I watched that on a plane.
And you've been watching all these things on planes without me. Why don't you watch a movie you watched before that you would watch again, my friend?
Because sometimes I'm like, oh, hey, I'm flying. Let me just watch this because I got nothing else to do. And it's free. They give you like all these
movies. What if
it
ends up liking it?
So sometimes I watch movies that I've been wanting to watch.
Just keep it.
Like I watched The Creator also.
Keep it in mind.
This is a cool movie you should check out.
Keep it in mind so your daughter, who likes to watch movies,
can watch it with
you. Because you're ruining the experience when I find out that you watched it
already. Oh, you do this to me all the time with your police videos. Anyway, come on. They don't want to hear this. The audience doesn't want to hear this.
Okay.
Maybe they do. How do you know? Because it's drama.
How do you know?
They want the tea. Anyway, so this movie that we're talking about, right? I watched this. I heard about it. I watched it on a plane out to Arizona, and then I finished it on the way back from Arizona because I didn't finish it when I was flying out. Because I had watched something else that I had wanted to watch. Anyway, I thought it was so good. It was hilarious, and it also tackles a lot of the woman or female perspective. And some of the same topics that Barbie does, but it did it in a way different way. Way better because it did it through a lot of humor.
It was way better for me too. I learned better through humor and like
it was over the top, so it didn't take itself too seriously. I felt like Barbie was taking itself a little too seriously, whereas this movie was like off the rails.
This video didn't spank you.
This one was off the rails.
This one was like, hey, take this and you'll be good.
So the movie that we're talking about is Bottoms. This movie also came out in 2023. It's rated R. It was 1 hour and 31 minutes, so it was actually shorter than Barbie. It was directed by Emma Seligman. It was written by Emma Seligman and Rachel Sinnow. And Rachel is the one that played PJ. So she's one of the girls that wrote this movie.
PJ, who's PJ?
The one that you didn't like. The white girl, the white lesbian. She wrote this movie.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Oh.
So all that changed your perception, doesn't it? Because you didn't like her.
I still don't.
So she starred in it. It also starred, and I apologize if I murder these names, Ayo Edebiri. She's amazing. Amazing in The Bear. The whole Bear show is amazing.
What girl was she?
She's the black girl.
Okay.
And she's amazing in The Bear, and she did a great job in the show too. So she was
this isn't a show, it's a movie.
Or sorry, in this movie. It also stars Ruby Cruz and some other faces that you might recognize you've seen in other things.
I've seen the Nicholas guy.
Yeah, he's been in something else too, and I'm not sure what it was.
Purple Hearts.
But this movie
That movie was painful.
What movie?
Purple Hearts. I watched it. It was painful.
But this movie, to me, it did what I was hoping Barbie was going to do.
Yeah.
I was hoping Barbie would be able to give me some good messages and maybe, like, drive home some points and give some different perspectives. But then also, like, have the humor. And Barbie had some humor, but it felt like, again, it was too, like, cram it down your throat.
Yeah.
Whereas Bottoms did not take itself seriously.
No, it didn't.
You have a fight club of girls that literally, they kill a whole football team.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Like,
dude, it was awesome.
Like, and it was over the top, right? Like, the one girl, they go to get payback on this boyfriend, so they're, like, trying to TP his house, and it makes fun of girls not being able to throw because they're trying to throw the TP,
and
it's not going on the trees, and she's like, we're going to be here all night. Like, woohoo, because they're so bad at throwing toilet paper because girls are bad at throwing. Like, it makes those
jokes.
And
then the driving, too, where girls can't drive either.
Yeah, she can't make the turn, and she's backing up and straightening out, but this is after they blew up a car. This is after one of them wired up a bomb. And blew up a car.
Hazel. Like, Hazel
was a funny
character. I loved Hazel. They were the best.
She was a great character. But it also touched on, you know, like, and we were just talking about this at dinner. Like, one of the scenes that was really good was when they're, you know, they've been doing this fight club for a while to teach, like, self-defense. And none of them knows what the hell they're doing. So they're just beating each other up. But they decide to do, like, a let's share and talk. Because, like, Hazel was looking to get, like, she was getting friends out of it. She was, like, a rich kid that had really no friends.
Mm-hmm.
And so she was like, oh, you know, this is really cool. This is giving me, like, a sense of purpose. Whereas the whole thing started from these two girls trying to get with these two cheerleaders.
This girl, Brittany,
right? So these two
and
lesbians
Isabel.
Wanted to get with, and regardless of sex, whatever. And that's another thing that I loved was how it twisted like a stereotypical It's always like the men, the right? It's the boys always trying to get the cheerleader or trying to like come up with some kind of way to get the girl. And this twisted it and made it two girls trying to get another girl.
It was, I liked it.
And so like it showed like some of the parallels, how things are the same regardless of what your orientation is or your sexuality is. Mm-hmm. It shows that we're all going through the same kind of things, but also how like ridiculous these premises are.
Yeah.
And so like at this one point though, they're doing the whole circle thing, and one girl talks about how she has a stalker. She went to the police. The police told her to go online and fill out a form. She filled out the form, and at the end of the form, it told her to just call the police station again, at which point they told her, we can't really do anything until he's going to try to kill you. And she's like, and I'm pretty sure he's going to try to kill me. And it just like highlighted in a weird humor sort of way some of the problems that women really do face. And that felt so much more easily digestible than the way Barbie did it, right?
Barbie like didn't do it in a humor way. They did it in a...
Like, this approached topics and was like, look how serious this is, but we treat it like a joke because society does. And, like, they pointed those kind of things out, and it was hilarious. I also loved how they took, like, the stereotypical football player, the jock, right? Like, the football players always wore their football outfits the whole time they were playing their gear.
Even when they
like
weren't
shoulder pads,
in school.
Everything.
Even when they weren't in
the
school.
The football players were always in football gear. Yes. Right? And then also they were, like, super feminine and super wussy. Like, they barely touched his knee with the bumper. And then he was like, oh! And then he was wearing, like, crutches.
And all of them walked, grabbed him, and were screaming as he was, like, just crying.
And how they were all drama queens. I loved it. Right. And it was awesome because it's kind of subverted and twisted all those things and flipped them on their heads.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, this movie was way, way, way better. Is it the best movie ever?
No. But it's a good movie.
But it was way more entertaining. It's way more worth another watch compared to Barbie. And I thought it tackled the topics in a better way that made it more palatable for the general population and for just being funny and over the top. Like, it was not serious, but it was. It was serious, but it wasn't.
PJ does not deserve Hazel. I knew it was going to happen. I called it in my head.
No, you didn't. Because you and you were like, what? PJ's with Hazel? No.
Near the end, I called it because I was like, there ain't no way. Because the one girl says she's straight to PJ. And I was like, oh,
oh, sorry. The synopsis of this movie, because we just jumped right into an analysis. The synopsis is two unpopular queer high school students start a fight club to have sex before graduation. I went right into the names of the people that were in it and stuff.
Yeah, you skipped. See, this is why you shouldn't smoke before we do this. Because now you're just... But I really liked it. Hazel? No. Hazel and PJ? No. I liked PJ. And the other girl in the beginning, I forgot her name.
I think it's Josie. Let me see what
it's Josie. PJ and Josie. I liked them in the
PJ
beginning.
PJ and Josie.
And then I was like, no, I don't like them. I mean, I like them still. I still like PJ a lot, and I still like Josie a lot, too. But PJ does not deserve Hazel.
No, Hazel, when I watched it the first
Hazel's
time,
awesome.
Hazel was my favorite character.
No, Hazel's my favorite.
Because Hazel was, like, the most relatable if you've ever been that odd person. Or if you've ever felt like you made a comment and no one listened to you, or like you were like on the outside of a inside joke, like you were just one layer removed from that inside joke, and like so you're just getting bits and pieces, kind of like, oh hey, like include me.
I loved Hazel, favorite character. Yeah, Hazel. And then was when the tree hilarious. Blew up in the end, that was awesome.
Yeah, Hazel was hilarious.
Yeah, Hazel was.
She did a great job.
Hazel was my favorite.
How old is this girl?
They did write it well. All of them did well.
The one girl, though, seemed like way too old. I'm trying to see how old she is.
What girl was it?
She was born in 97.
What girl was it?
1990 would be.
Father.
The one that Josie ends up hooking up with, the kind of Havana Rose.
Yeah,
Lou,
this girl, she's 26.
She looked like she was. Oh, yeah, see, she didn't look like a high schooler at all.
Really? Really? Because the girl that plays PJ is 28.
Yeah, but PJ looked more like an awkward high schooler. Havana Rose Lou, the whole time, I was like, man, she looks way too old to be a high schooler.
They do look like. I agreed.
Although she did good.
She did good at acting as a high schooler. She didn't look like a high schooler.
One of my other favorite parts of this movie was Marshawn Lynch. Who? So the football player that played the teacher.
Oh,
so Marshawn Lynch used to be a football player, right? So he's famous for football already. Mm-hmm. And he's done some funny things. Like, he did this show on Netflix where it's like there's a script, but the guest doesn't know the script. And he did really good with that, too. And he was kind of funny. But he was hilarious in this movie. So
yeah, he was.
When they go to start their whole little self-defense fight club thing, they need a sponsor. So they try to sponsor, they get Marshawn Lynch to sponsor. And he's like their history teacher or something. And he's going through a divorce and he's kind of dealing with his own thing. So he's like, yeah, you know what? I'll be an ally. You know, this is a good cause.
Yeah.
And so he joins up and he actually shows up to like meetings and stuff. And he's like all for it. And they're beating each other's asses.
He was
like,
cute
blood
the
everywhere.
Entire time.
And he was hilarious. And it was kind of funny because he was the representation of like the male figure that's like trying to figure things out, but also like believes in women and wants women to have equality and feels like wants to be an ally, right? Wants to support those causes. Mm-hmm. But then it also, because of the way the movie shift, it showed how his alliance could shift because like at the point that he finds out that they lied around the whole reason they set it up, he turns to like anti-feminism.
Yeah.
And it shows like a real view, really, with through humor, of how that can happen, of people.
Yeah, I liked his character.
Like how ideologies can turn and how, you know, a male figure that's like trying to be this way finds out something happens and uses that to broadly scope all women and then turns against women. Like it was just really well done, all the points that they made.
It was.
I thought it was really funny. I couldn't wait to show it to you because I was like, oh, you're going to love this. Mom did not like it that much.
She didn't?
Did she? She didn't seem like she liked it that much. No, she didn't get it. You, me and you like were liking it, and I was happy to show it to you because I thought you would enjoy it.
Yeah.
She really didn't care for it too much.
I liked the football guy.
Yeah, the football guys were hilarious. Like, you know, oh, yeah, we're so tough and we're so hot. But then, like, oh my God, don't hurt me. Like, it was hilarious how he was milking it up. He came in with like a crutch and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I didn't like him in Purple Hearts.
It was hilarious.
Failed. I need to show you that one.
All right.
I am.
What would you rate Bottoms?
Give it a. I'm debating between. I'll give it an 8.5.
I was going to say 8.
8.5.
Yeah, I was going to say 8. It's one I would recommend.
I would recommend it. I would watch it again.
I would watch it again, too.
But it's not like the best movie.
No, no.
But it's a good movie.
But again, because it doesn't take itself seriously. It's not like so serious that it's like,
but that doesn't, that's not the part that I don't hate anything about it.
Right, me neither.
I think it's a good movie, and it was written well, so.
It was. Yeah. I thought it was a great
job.
And
it was fun. It was funny.
I keep telling you, you got to go watch The Bear. The Bear is so good. If you like drama.
When you say you keep telling me, you told me
once. I told you once.
This is the second
right,
time.
I'm telling you again. If you like drama, The Bear, your heart's going to explode out of your chest. You're going to be so stressed out.
Do an ASMR.
You're going to need some ASMR because The Bear is going to stress you out. All right. So next up, we're talking about a movie that came out in 2023 as well. It's rated R, 1 hour and 36 minutes. And this is Evil Dead Rise.
Oh, I thought you said
a twisted tale of two estranged sisters whose reunion is cut short by the rise of flesh-possessing demons, thrusting them into a primal battle for survival as they face the most nightmarish version of family imaginable. Are you laughing at my radio voice? Or are you laughing at Landon? Get off your phone.
I'm not texting Landon. I'm laughing at what's going to happen after.
What's going to happen?
This. Anyway, this movie.
Anyway, hold on. It was directed by Lee Cronin, written by Lee Cronin. It stars Mirabe Pease, Richard Crouchley, Anna Marie Thomas. I'm not sure any of those names, who they are. The girl, the main like lady that was the mom, she looked kind of familiar, but I'm not sure.
She looked familiar to me, yeah. But I couldn't make it out. How.
So basically, this movie starts off
can
with
I
some people.
It? Can I explain it, please? Can I explain it? I'll make it short. Ready?
Go ahead.
A stupid kid finds.
This is definitely a stupid kid fault.
A kid goes into a hole like an idiot.
His whole family died because of his stupid ass.
Grabs a book that
I wonder how that
has,
feels as the actor.
Grabs a book that has teeth and decides, hey, let me grab the teeth.
I'm trying not to be right up on the mic too.
He's like, You're ruining. I'm trying to explain it, and you keep interrupting me.
Say what? Who?
Okay. Okay, don't do this to me. Because we're going to fight. Okay? We're going to fight if you keep doing this.
I'm not going to fight with you.
I need you to do Stop it. Stop. Stop. Okay, so basically, a sweet kid goes and... Stop pulling out the weapon. I'm gonna stick down here. I'm going to put it under this table. And then one day, I'm going to whip it out, and you're going to have no idea.
So this movie is definitely the kid's fault.
Okay, Okay. A kid crawls into a hole, a stupid one, grabs a book that has teeth, that says some kind of crazy gibberish on it, and then he's like, oh, let me grab
there's
it.
There's records, too, though.
Yeah, there's records too.
He wants to be a DJ.
It's a whole little like box thingy.
Right, it's a box and of records.
He
and a
says,
book.
You know what would be really smart? I'm going to grab the book by the teeth. And he grabs the book by the teeth, and of course, blood. And then it opens because, you know, blood opens possessing books.
Look,
and
then let's be real.
Hold on. And then crap goes wrong. That's the whole story. And then everyone dies, of course,
pretty
the
much
kid.
Everyone dies. But so it starts off with some people out at a lake. And this is how the people at the lake end up dying. Like, this is the origin story of that, them people dying.
Yep.
Right? So it is most definitely the kid's fault.
Yeah. No, he's stupid.
For sure.
There is no kid that
everybody
stupid,
else, like that toddler. Guy, that kid. But, like, come on. I'm sorry. As soon as my blood opens a book, I'm the fuck out of it.
As soon as I see a little hole going into a dark room.
No, that was because there was like an earthquake. Remember?
Hold on.
So they were they were going to get pizza.
Especially after an earthquake.
Yeah, I'm not that dumb.
My
like,
scared butt's gonna be like, nah.
It's gonna collapse on me, right?
Yeah,
I get that.
I'm gonna get trapped sad death in the dark.
Look, when I was
a kid, demon's gonna snatch me up.
There was some dumb stuff that I did. There was some dumb stuff that I did. I could totally see myself.
I could see me going into a hole.
Exactly.
But.
Exactly.
I could see
that.
Hold on.
Look,
but not after an earthquake.
Chastity used to always be like, oh, that stupid kid that hears a noise is like, what's this?
Okay,
and then we were in the woods
this.
And she heard a noise
you
and she was like, what's that? And she went and walked to look at it.
Because I knew it was a frog. I saw it hop. I saw it hop and I saw the frog after. And if that little thing wasn't so slippery, I could have grabbed it and I could have showed you. We could have had him for frog legs. It would have been a really small meal, but it could have been a meal. But if I would crawl into a hole like that if I had someone else to go in it with me. Like, imagine if Landon somehow magically teleported here and a hole arrived, then maybe I might go in there with him. I make him go first, actually. No, he's too much of a sissy. But
right,
still.
You'd have to go first.
Okay,
so
but
look,
hold on,
I could see
on.
Myself as a kid
but
going
after,
in that hole.
But after an earthquake,
but
I would
sorry.
Not.
I'm sorry. As soon as a book starts opening based on blood, I'm out that motherfucker. I'm closing.
Oh
that
yeah,
book.
No.
No.
I'm running as
this
far
kid,
as I can. I would
this
figure out
kid
how to drive
not
a car.
Only opened the bloody book, then he played records that were with it that were the translations of the pages.
He's never watched
but,
a scary movie in his life.
Right, he hasn't. But then as soon as he started playing those records, they became out of control and he couldn't stop them and all that. Like
then he was like, uh-oh. It's like, no, your first... No, listen.
And then
first,
it took over
no,
his mom.
First red flag is just a book with teeth. That's the first red flag. I'm not touching that book. Unless those teeth
yeah, if I got
look
a book
like
that
rubber,
looks like it's wrapped in like
human
skin
flesh with a bunch of
and it looks
long
like it's got
teeth,
I'm
good.
I'm not playing with that. And it's in a vault, like
yeah,
so like
in a
let's
vault.
Back up. So they're in, you know, like the mother is struggling. She's got her three kids, a teenage daughter, teenage son, and a younger daughter.
And a messed
and
up
then
sister
her, and then her
pregnant.
Sister shows up, and her sister's pregnant, and her sister's like a groupie or something, whatever. And so
a
the
whore,
kids
apparently to the sister,
but the kid right because they have different ideologies. So the kids go to get pizza, and on their way back, there's an earthquake, and they're walking through the parking garage of their hotel or their apartment, and so there's an earthquake, and that's where the hole opens up, and the kid goes down there, and what it is the apartment was built on top of the remains of a bank, and so there's a bank vault down there,
mm-hmm.
and there's safety deposit boxes, and he goes in there, and in one of the boxes, he finds this book.
And some records.
And some records and stuff, so that's what he brings up, and he's an aspiring DJ, whatever, so he's got turntables, so he's able to play the records, but they basically, when he plays the records, it's reading the incantations from the book, and it summons the evil dead. And it just starts going through his family. Like, it starts with the mom, but it eventually gets everybody.
Yeah, it possesses
it is,
the mom.
It
and
is
then
a
it,
Sam
it's...
Raimi. Sam Raimi, I believe, produced it. And it very much follows in the tone of the Evil Dead movies as far as the over-the-top gore. It's just darker. Whereas, like, the original Evil Deads were humorous. They were a little lighter. These are definitely dark movies, and the gore is, like, over the top, but it's over the top, but like dark. And it's kind of freaky.
No, it was freaky. Sure. It didn't scare me, but it was freaky.
I'm finding it really hard to scare me these days.
Yeah, me too. I've never found a movie recently in the past. I'll say the past 3 years. I haven't found a movie that scared me. Like, I watched Annabelle, but that movie didn't scare me.
It might have had a couple moments that oh crap, you got me there.
But it's not like
when it turned it off, I was like, shit, I need to turn the light on.
No, I'm always paranoid after watching a movie. I've always been like, but I'm talking about like where inside my heart jumped out my chest. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll get a little jump scare, but I'm like, oh, whatever.
I remember some movies that did that, and I wish I could not remember those movies so I could watch them again.
Yeah.
So, Evil Dead Rise, like, it's not a bad movie. If we talked about this before.
A lot of stupid kids.
I don't remember this movie the first time I watched it. I must have passed out. So I had to watch it again. I don't remember it the first time we watched it.
Bro, you were awake the whole time.
I watched it again.
You were sitting right next to me.
Chas, I watched it on the plane from Arizona, and I watched it again with Mom when I got home. I finished it. When I came back from Arizona this most recent time, because I forgot it, and I was like, we need to talk about it. So the first time, it didn't really make that much of an impression. Second time, I remember having some of these feelings of, like, these stupid fucking kids. And it's nice. I like that it's, like, a tight horror movie, because it takes place mostly right inside this apartment.
Yeah, so you feel trapped.
It's in the building, but it's mostly in the apartment.
Yeah, and you feel very trapped.
And it's during, like, a power outage because of the earthquake. So, like, they just got candles, so the lighting's real dim.
Yeah.
So it's really dark and moody.
Yeah, it felt very... And it got into the possessing stuff real quick. It didn't waste time.
So now that's a good thing about it, right? Like, it doesn't waste time.
It doesn't waste my time.
Like, building up to the thing. It's like, this shit hit the fan fast.
Yeah, it's like, guess what? He opened the book and played the records. Now everyone's dead.
Yeah. And it was kind of how it went. It was, oh shit, you're in this like pretty quickly.
Yeah, kind of like a real life situation. Like if that was real.
I can't wait to watch Drag Me From Hell, or Drag Me to Hell.
But it was I thought it was a good movie. Okay. I liked it.
What would you rate it? And would you recommend it?
I give it like a, I don't know, I give it like a 7. It's a good movie.
I'll give it a 7.
I'm not going to say it's like the best scary movie ever, because it's definitely not, but it's a good movie. I would recommend it for if you want to watch.
If you want a creepy movie
I would say it's creepy. I think the actors did a very good job, phenomenal job with what they did.
The kids
did
a good job.
In all the movies that we've watched during this, the actors did a phenomenal job. I liked the ending, it was fine, but at the same time I didn't, because I'm so sick of American endings where you can't kill a little kid. Like, kill the little kid for once. Kill him. I don't care. I don't care about them.
Oh, because his sister got out because she was pregnant?
And yeah, but the little girl got out too. It's like,
I thought she died too.
No, the pregnant lady and the little girl got out. Like, for once in your life, can you kill the little kid? Just kill him in the most brutal way. I never see a little kid die in these movies, and it kills me. It's like, I want to see him dead, gone, bye, you know, gone. Never seen again. Bye. Like, for once. I heard Mom walking.
All right. So, with that, on to another...
Yeah, you didn't rate it.
Oh, I didn't.
You did rate it. You did rate it, but you didn't recommend
seven.
It.
I'll say 7. I would recommend it. I think it was worth a watch. And much like you, like, it's not the best. It's not the scariest movie. It's worth a watch.
It was entertaining. Scary. It's just creepy.
It was entertaining. It might be it might reinforce a reason not to have kids. Because you'll be like, oh, these little monsters are dumb and could be like,
I would stab my
unleashing
own kid.
The hordes of hell.
If my kid got me possessed, if there's an afterlife, they're gonna be dead in that one too.
Wow. Okay. So the next movie is gonna keep up the theme of horror. And this one creeped me out a lot more when I first saw it than like Evil Dead Rise did. But this is The Descent from 2005. It's rated R. It's 1 hour and 39 minutes. And it's about a caving expedition goes horribly wrong as the explorers become trapped and ultimately pursued by a strange breed of predators. It was directed by Neil Marshall. It was written by Neil Marshall. It stars Shauna McDonald, Natalie Mendoza, and Alex Reed. This movie's basically got no one you've ever seen. Directed by no one you've ever heard of. And you wouldn't know this, but I know this. There's this pattern in Hollywood, right? where like a movie will come out or like multiple movies will come out about the same kind of thing. So there was Deep Impact.
I know that.
Deep Impact and Armageddon.
Even movies I've seen right? with the
yeah,
same.
Yeah, they're basically the same damn story, right?
And that pains me recently.
So like there was Armageddon where there's an asteroid that's going to blow up the Earth. And then there was Deep Impact where there was an asteroid that was going to blow up the Earth. There was a volcano. And what was the other one? Dante's Peak. Volcano. A volcano erupts in the middle of L.A. or something. Dante's Peak. There's a volcano that erupts at Dante's Peak. Whatever it was. Right? So this was one of those. There was this movie, The Descent. And there was another movie called The Cave. And they're both basically the same things. People go into a cave. They're exploring unexplored caves. And they come across the remains or the evolution of people that got trapped in the caves. And they've evolved to be like, you know, nocturnal and use echolocation, whatever. Right? And so both of these movies did this. I thought that this movie was better done than The Cave. We never watched The Cave because The Descent was better. Nothing against The Cave. So like The Cave does have the dude from...
Did you read about it?
Huh?
Did you read about this movie?
No, I didn't have to read it. I read the synopsis. The Cave stars the dude from... Yellowstone. If you've ever watched Yellowstone and you're a fan of Yellowstone and you know Rip, the guy that plays Rip, Cole something Hauser, he's in The Cave, which is not the movie we're talking about. Cave was the inferior movie, in my opinion. This movie, The Descent, is basically a lady's husband. I think it was just her husband, not her husband and kid. I think it was just a husband.
In this movie?
Yeah, in The Descent. Was it a husband and kid, or was it just the husband? They died in a car accident.
Oh. The husband and kid.
It was a husband and kid. They died in the car accident. And I think through flashbacks, they show that the husband the husband was texting the wife's best friend because he was having an affair with the... Oh, she was in the car.
She was in the car.
They were all in the car.
Yeah, they were all in the car. She lived.
Yeah, that's right. And she's the only one that lived out of her husband and her kid and
her. Did he swerve a deer?
Something happened, but he was...
I feel like I'm thinking of that
She was cheating, or he was cheating with the wife's best, one of the wife's best friends.
I wouldn't be that depressed over his death.
So later on, right, to get her mind off of it and try to help her get out.
My kid, yeah.
For like her birthday or something, they all planned, because they all used to love to do these extreme stuff. So they explained to go caving. And they go caving so that the friend that was cheating with her husband is the one that arranges it. And she arranges it to be at this place that...
Did she die in the end? No, she lives.
She lives.
No, the one girl that lives is the...
Oh, she leaves her behind. No, she eventually dies.
Is the wife that had her kid and husband...
Yeah, she lives. Did she live? She's the only
one. I figured she'd live.
Survivor. So anyway, she... So the best friend that was cheating with the husband, she sets up this caving exploration thing, and they're under the impression it's like a known system, but she's taking them to a new system that no one's ever... She wants her to have like the first time, right? Exactly.
She wants them to be.
And they end up getting like trapped down there, and they're trying to figure out a way out, and so it's really claustrophobic, underwater in caves, right? But then they come across creatures that are basically humanoids, but they've been living in the cave so long. And so then they start dying one by one because they're interacting with these creatures that are killing them.
And then one of them killed the other on accident. Yes. I mean, I don't blame them because they were in a fight or flight.
Yeah, it was hard to, like, be mad.
No,
because,
yeah.
She literally turned around and just stabbed her. She did. They were fighting them off.
Yeah, she was already fighting off some of them, and she was by herself when she was fighting them off because the rest of them ran, and then one of them came back for her, and she was in mid-fight, and she just turned and put the pickaxe right through her chest. So I don't know. Is her head.
Was it her head?
I'm pretty sure.
I thought it was her chest because she still stayed alive enough.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was.
To talk to the wife that ends up surviving.
Yeah, maybe it was her.
Remember? Because she, like, handed her the locket or whatever because she pulled off the necklace.
Yeah, I think
it
was her chest. I mean, she wasn't totally dead. I can't be mad at her. Now, the wife doesn't know the whole story, so the wife and the girl that got stabbed might just be like, oh, my gosh, she killed me because she just wanted to kill me or something, like, you know, that. like, I can understand why they might think that, but she wasn't. So I'm not mad at her. I'm mad at her for cheating.
And so, you know, it turns into a survival thing. And then eventually the wife and the best friend become basically the last two people. And they both become badasses. They're like, they're heroine figures. They're trying to survive. They're badasses. They're killing everybody. Mm-hmm. But only the wife gets out.
Yeah.
And
doesn't
in this
she
movie,
leave her friend?
She does. She pushes. She basically hurts her so that the monsters are going to get her so she can escape.
Yeah.
Right, because she finds out that her friend got killed by the other best friend.
Yeah, and then
so, like, she
also
finds
like,
out that happened.
Well, you were trying to sleep with my husband.
Okay. Right, and she knew about the like affair and stuff. Yeah, so she was just like fuck you and push her. Yeah. I've seen the sequel too. I tried to get you to watch the sequel, but I've seen the sequel too, and the first one is by far superior, like all around. The first one, production values, the story, everything was just way better. The sequel was okay. What are you throwing at me? The sequel was all right, but like you could already see a reduction in like the amount spent on it and everything. But The Descent itself, I thought was a great claustrophobic. Like it made me freak out when they're climbing through those like caves and stuff, and they're having to push their stuff, and they can barely fit because I'm a fat ass. I ain't fitting through that shit. So like it gives me claustrophobia, right? Like oh man, I can't imagine being stuck, and that this is my only way out through these fucking little tubes and shit.
Oh no, I would die in there.
Oh, I would have. Come on, stop it! I don't know what she's throwing at me, y'all. That would drive me nuts. There's no way.
I'm claustrophobic, but at the same time, I'm not. Like, I hate being in a small, tight, like, little square area, but at the same time, I would love to hang out in my own little
tight
little
corner. Yeah, but then you just close the doors and you hide out in your room anyway.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I hate being claustrophobic, but at the same time, I also kind of love it. Like, I hate having my own little private little area to myself, but at the same time, I love it. Like, if you were to put me in a corner, my own personal corner, and I'm basically squeezed against the wall, I'll be happy. But at the same time, I'll also be like, you know, freaking out.
So what did you think of this movie? Like,
I really liked it. I actually really liked it. It was fun.
Mom fell asleep.
Yeah, she usually
does.
Well,
mom goes
she
to
usually
sleep
does.
At like
9. It hits
9, 10 o'clock.
Okay, listen. It could be 8:59.
Don't talk bad about mom.
She'll be wide awake.
Mom's so awesome.
She is awesome. She's beautiful. She's awesome. I'm just saying, it could be 8:59, and she'd be wide awake, and then as soon as it's 9.
The clock hits 9, and she's like.
And all of a sudden, it's like off switch, and then she's just out, gone, bye-bye. It's so weird. That's not hating on her. That's just saying how
it's
it is.
It's adorable.
It's really
so,
cute.
So me and Chaz just watched this movie by ourselves, pretty much.
Yeah. But it was actually pretty good. I enjoyed it. I don't really have anything bad to say about it. It was fun, although I'm just saying, if my friend told me that she took us to a cave that she'd never been to before and that it wasn't a known place, I'm beating her up in there right then and there. I don't care if we're the last ones in here. If we're going to die anyway, I'm going to make sure I'm going to take her out first.
But you don't know if you're going to die. And they didn't die. Look, she got out.
I know, but I'd hit her. I'd hit her at least once. I hit her at least once. I'd at least hit her.
Stop throwing stuff at me.
That was a terrible throw.
What are you throwing at me?
That was a better one.
They're all missing because I ain't feeling
shit. I know.
Shit.
It's just fuzzies.
What would you rate this movie?
You spit on me from over here.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's disgusting.
I did not really spit. I just made a noise. Anyway. No, you're looking like you're going to spit. No.
I'd rate it. Put that away. I rate it a 9.
Damn, you went high with you like this movie, huh? Awesome. Okay.
Yeah, I
was gonna give it a 7. It's a good movie worth a watch. Actually, you know what? I'll put it up to an 8. It's a good movie worth a watch. It's one of the like the freakier movies just because like the creatures were well done.
Yeah, they were.
But also like the way they introduced the creatures.
Weren't the creatures deaf? They used
They were blind.
And they used echolocation. Mm-hmm. Dang, this is sound a lot like The Forest.
Mm-hmm. It was just really well done. And it was out of the two movies that had like the same theme, this was by far always stuck out to me as being the better movie. And that's why I wanted to show it to you.
Oh yeah, because the wife drives away in the end.
Yeah. Well, she runs out and she runs into a trucker that stops.
No, she gets into their car.
No, I just watched the...
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
I swear to God, she got into the car and drove off.
So the sequel might change
Dude,
things.
I would be crazy after. I'd be like, I've been through some crap.
Well, the sequel place immediately Should after I tell, the first what, one.
Would you tell them? I would tell the cops. So they don't
She
think,
does.
Yeah, because I would tell the cops. Because
they don't believe her.
They'd probably be like, you're the last one that's been with them.
They go look in the mines. They go take a mine shaft ride down an elevator.
I remember, yeah. But I'm just saying, like, imagine, like, if they figure out that you're the last people with them, I would tell the cops to cover my alibi. Because even though I technically did kill one, I would be like, me and my friends went to this place. So that they, you know, that I'd tell them the truth. I wouldn't tell them that I left her to die.
No one would believe you. These monsters underground?
But I would tell them what happened.
Use echolocation.
But I would tell them because they would probably think. Because if they got filed a missing person report about those people and they figure out I'm the last one with them, I'm going to make sure I got to tell the cops what happened so they don't be like, hey, she murdered all of her friends. Nope. They murdered themselves.
Well, in the second one, she is like the suspect.
Yeah.
Because it's like the chief and stuff going to investigate you.
I'm just saying.
All right. I would say, yeah, like I said, I would say it was an 8. I would give it a recommendation.
I recommend you watch.
And I would watch it again because I've seen this movie multiple times.
And if any of your friends, why was she still friends with someone that she knew they were having an affair with? That's so stupid. It was so stupid.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe she was like trying to just forgive her friend. Are you laughing? Look,
I have to.
I mean, we gotta be honest. I'm gonna mute you because you're so loud.
Me,
you're blowing out speakers.
Me,
you're
me.
Blowing eardrums.
Don't me, don't me,
don't so anyway, I have to. So I don't know what happened, but I somehow stopped.
I wasn't gonna laugh until you mentioned it.
I stopped the editing or the recording, and so we had to stop throwing shit at me. Come on, I see it on my table now. It's real. I thought you were just like faking, but no, I see real stuff. Stop it. She's laughing because we just picked up exactly from where we left off and it was too fake for her. So she started laughing.
I'm just saying that was so stupid of her.
It was stupid.
I would, if I figured out, like, I don't care if I'm in an aisle, I'd be like, hey mom, smack me, wake me up. That's harder said than done, but.
So the Descent, I think that's what we were talking about. It was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I liked it. I enjoyed it.
So that's our four movies. Which movie out of all these would you have said it was your favorite out of these four? Barbie, Bottoms, the Descent.
I rated Descent the highest.
You did?
I did.
Interesting.
I was trying not to burp in the...
You'll sniff the mic, but you won't burp in the
mic. I haven't sniffed the mic today.
You didn't.
I told you. See, that's not me. I'm talking as I'm doing that. You can't talk while you sniff.
I can talk while I sniff.
No, because you stop when you sniff. You stop talking. Ew.
Why'd you do that?
Okay. We're going to fight.
No. Yes. You're going to lose. That's it. It's not a fight.
No, I was winning pretty good last
time.
Anyway. Even though you're going to
eat. Let's wrap this thing up.
Yeah. This is a vice.
Hopefully
time.
You enjoyed listening to the shenanigans. I know it's been a while since we've put out another episode. We're going to try to get more serious about putting out episodes because we have been slacking and we know there's actually people listening. So
yeah, we're big slackers.
Right. So we'll try to keep these going at a more regular interval of like every 2 weeks or something.
My lips are so jammed.
It's just we got so many other things we're doing. I'm trying to learn guitar. We're playing different video games.
I've
work,
been really
life,
into The Last
school.
Of Us.
She's played The Last of Us like 5 times now.
And I'm playing Avatar, Pandora, too.
Oh, yeah, Avatar, y'all.
And then I was also playing, what was I playing?
Ark.
Yeah, Ark Ascended. I've been debating on playing The Walking
Dead.
And
so that's it.
Anyway,
thanks for joining
hold
us on this.
I have to give my advice. Okay, one.
Yeah, Chastity's life lessons.
Okay, life lessons with comedy. Okay, hold on. One, treat everyone fairly. Two. Well, equally. Equality. That's nice. It's a nice thing.
Fairly, equally. Yeah. That's good. They're both good.
Okay, two, if your kid crawls into a hole and they come with a book, this is advice to people and to kids. Okay. Even though there's probably no kids watching this.
If you see a hole open up in the ground.
If you see a hole in the ground.
Stay the fuck out of there.
Hold on. If you go in there, because you know what? Some kids will. I might. Depends. I probably wouldn't on my own with other people. Yeah. But. you see a hole and you find a book that looks like it came out of the devil's butt, do not take it. Don't take it. It's not worth it. Because do you want to be the cause?
If the binding on the books looks like the devil's jaw.
If it has some crazy pig Latin writing on it and some teeth on it, don't grab it. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
And don't grab any recordings out of there either. Just don't take anything. How about you just leave it?
Unless it's money. Back away slowly.
If it's money.
Nah, it's probably cursed money. You ain't never seen Leprechaun.
That doesn't matter. If it's money, I would say maybe go ahead. But if it's anything else, just leave it. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Third one. Don't sleep with your best friend.
Quit eating the microphone.
If it's. Don't sleep with your best friend's husband. And don't
go in caves you don't know.
Yeah, don't take your friends into a cave that no one ever been into. And yeah, don't kill your friend either, even though she didn't really mean to.
That was understandable. I wouldn't have been mad at her for that.
If she explained it, but yeah, but you might have not believed her.
Not believed her, yeah. Because she already was cheating on you with your husband.
Yeah, I was asking Landon if he would believe me if I told him that when we watched the Smile movie, I asked him, I said, hey, if I told you I was seeing a smiling demon, would you believe me? He said no. And I was like, dang. I would try to believe you.
Did he like that movie?
Because
he was watching like fishing videos.
No, he said that he had a fishing video on the side with subtitles to watch when he got scared. I think that was just excuse not to watch it.
Darn. Why'd they get landed?
Feelings hurt.
So life lessons, is that it?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you've heard these life lessons. Make sure you apply them to your life.
Yeah. Just don't be stupid. Cassidy,
don't be stupid.
It's really easy.
We're going to pretend that there's music playing right now.
Oh, that's right.
Because I'm going to add it in later.
Use the not so common sense.
But hey, thank you so much for joining and listening to Chas and I as we talk about our Family Movie Challenge podcast, right? Where we try to review our movies in alphabetical order while also peppering in other movies that pop up on our streaming services, sometimes out of order. Sorry. Thanks for joining us on this journey. Yeah. I think it might have been a year already, though.
Really?
It's close to a year. It's close to a year that we've been doing episodes. Mm-hmm. Just not regularly.
Yeah.
But anyway, thanks for joining. I'm one of your hosts, JP.
And I'm your other host, Chastity.
And go
watch movies and don't be stupid.
I'll leave it at that.